You're listening to another episode of the Headset Advisor audio blog, where we help you to learn more about headsets, speakerphones, and video conferencing so you can make a more informed buying decision. Even if you're just doing research, this is the place for you. Now, here's your host and author, Doug Merritt.
There's been a lot of buzz in the last couple of years about wireless headsets. With so many people using Zoom, RingCentral, Microsoft Teams, and all the other popular communication platforms, there's been a lot of need for headsets. And though wireless headsets are cool and all, and allow you to move around your workspace, not everyone needs a wireless headset. There could be a limitation on funds, because actually they do cost a little bit more. Or it could be that you just really don't need to be wireless because the nature of your work might require that you're always at your desk. Hi, my name's Doug Merritt, and I founded Headset Advisor way back in 1994. I'm happy that you're joining me today as I talk about a couple of wired USB headsets for use with your computer applications. So if you're shopping around for a wired USB headset for yourself or maybe for your team, then this information should be of interest to you. Specifically, I'll be comparing two good quality wired USB headsets from the Discover line. In particular, I'll be comparing the Discover D712U to the Discover D722U. And if you're new to our blogs, we're Headset Advisor, and we review and compare all the leading communications equipment such as headsets, speakerphones, webcams, and video conferencing equipment so you can make a more informed buying decision. So let's find out about the Discover D712U and the D722U and why these headsets might be a great choice. First, how they're worn. Both of these headsets are worn over the head and cover both ears. This wearing style is sometimes referred to as a duo headset, or other times double ear headset, or even binaural. All of these references speak to a headset that is worn over the head and has two ear speakers. Given that these headsets are worn over the head and cover both ears, here are the details about the ear cushions, because they're not the same. The D712U has a smaller ear cushion that rests against the ear, and when you purchase the headset, it comes with two different types of ear cushions. You get foam cushions as well as leatherette. The D722U ear cushions completely encircle the ear. This helps to passively reduce unwanted background noise and allows you to hear better when compared to ear cushions that don't fully cover the ears. Also, the ear cushions on the D722U are soft and moldable to your ear because they're made of memory foam. These ear cushions are also infused with a cooling gel to help keep your ears cool, which is nice, especially, you know, when you're on those long calls or when you're wearing the headset throughout the day. And the padding really doesn't end with the ear cushions, because both of the headbands on these two headsets are cushioned as well. The D712U has three rubberized pads that are placed next to each other in a line. The D722U headband cushion is pretty long, and I have to say it's pretty generously padded. The headband cushion spans pretty much the entirety of the headband itself, so any part of the headband that comes in contact with your head will be nicely cushioned, which helps making it more comfortable. And speaking of the headbands, the D712U headband can be expanded or contracted, just like the D722U. So you can really find, you know, the right adjustment and, you know, for a comfortable fit. This is pretty common among all headsets. However, the D712U headband can almost be twisted into a knot because the headband is literally that flexible. So if you need to adjust the headband for a better fit, whether it's, you know, upwards or downwards, or even how much pressure is being applied, you know, from the headset to your head, rest assured that you probably won't break this headband, even if the adjustments being made are a bit extreme. So how does the sound quality compare between these two headsets? Sound quality is one of the biggest areas of interest for most people who are shopping for a headset, especially if the headset will be used for business purposes. We all want to sound good, and we don't want our callers to hear any of the noise going on around us either. So how do these headsets sound? How much noise do they reduce? And how do these headsets compare in sound quality and noise reduction? Well, we did run both of them through some sound tests that included office noise, you know, things that included like people talking, office equipment sound, and so on, dogs barking, and this one was for those people who work at home, and of course, the dreaded Vitamix blender test. Up front, I'll say that opinions about sound are somewhat subjective. What sounds good to me might not sound all that great to you. So with that said, I'm casting my vote for the D722U sound quality over that of its little brother, which is the D712U. Both headsets sound professional and unquestionably are acceptable for use within any business setting. But the sound on the D722U, to me, had a richer, higher quality sound. And as for reducing noise, in all the tests that I mentioned, the D722U reduced more of the noise. Both reduced or dampened it, but the D722U reduced it more. This means that if you're someone who works in a noisy office, at home with the kids or the family canine making noise, or even making calls poolside with a beverage blending, the D722U would be your better choice. As I mentioned earlier, you might have a different point of view on this. One way to find out is to hear the sound test for yourself. Now, if that's something that you'd like to do, then just go to the Headset Advisor YouTube channel and do a quick search for D712U, and you should see the video that compares this model to the D722U. And if you want to get straight to the sound test, fast forward to 3 minute 33-second point in the video, and you'll be there. While on the subject of the microphone, both headsets allow you to position the microphone on the right or left side. Believe it or not, there are a lot of people who prefer to place a microphone on one side or the other, and you might be surprised to learn that not all headsets give you this flexibility. Some restrict the placement of the microphone to one side only, so it's nice that both of these models give you the choice to place it on either side. Lastly, on an educational note, the correct placement for a microphone is 2 fingers width from the corner of your mouth. Placing the microphone too close can result in poor audio, such as garbled sound or distortion, and placing the microphone too far away from the corner of your mouth can make you hard to hear. So again, 2 fingers away from the corner of your mouth, and then just a pinch below your lower lip. Next, let's talk about the inline controllers on these two headsets, because they aren't exactly the same. Most all wired USB headsets these days come with an inline controller. These controllers are located in the middle of the headset cord and allow you to do a few things. For example, you can turn up the hearing volume, you can turn down the hearing volume. You can mute the microphone, and you can unmute the microphone. And there's typically a call, answer, end button as well. The Discover D712U and the Discover D722U both have an inline controller with these common and basic feature adjustments. However, there is one key difference when it comes to the inline controller on the Discover D722U. It has a built-in speaker on the back of the controller. Now, you might be asking yourself, why in the heck would you need a speaker on an inline controller? And honestly, that'd be a good question and considering this is a feature you don't normally find on an inline controller as well. Well, here's the reason why this is not only unique, but actually useful. First, if you have a need to train someone and you'd like them to hear the conversation, let's say you're training somebody, you know, on the phone, this integrated speaker helps to allow the person being trained to be able to hear the conversation, which is useful. Secondly, and surprisingly, some computers don't come with speakers. If that's the case for you, then having a speaker on the headset controller can help to make up for that by giving you an external audio source built right into your headset. Also, you might be someone who just wants the sound of an incoming call and be able to hear it. So in other words, be able to hear the ring sound of an incoming call. And finally, you might just want to listen to some background music while you work. These are just a few of the possible uses. So as you can see, this feature is more than just a gimmick. It's actually useful. One last thing about the controller on the D722U, and then we'll move on. There's a way for you to turn on and turn off the side tone feature on the D722U through the same inline controller. Side tone, if you're unfamiliar with this term, is for you to be able to hear yourself while talking. Not being able to hear yourself can be somewhat disorienting and can leave you confused as to what level to speak at. The D722U allows you to turn this feature on and off, which adds to its uniqueness. Coming up, I'll let you know how these headsets performed in our sound tests, and I'll let you know what these headsets cost and a way that you can score a better price on one of them. So stick around because I'm coming right back. Hey, are you feeling that the D712 or the D722 just aren't really resonating or doesn't seem to be quite what you're looking for? If that's the case, then make sure to reach out to us here at Headset Advisor. Our California-based headset experts are here to assist you find the best solution for your specific needs. Just email us at info@headsetadvisor.com. Once again, that's info@headsetadvisor.com. Now let's get back to the blog. Okay, welcome back. Now, most headsets come with cases to help protect them while taking them on the go. So what do you do when you, what do you get with these two different headset models? First of all, the D712U comes with a hard case, and the D722 comes with the soft case. Believe it or not, some people do have a preference, but this is what they both come with. So I was kind of thinking about that, and I thought this is a bit like tacos. Some people like soft tacos, and some people like crunchy tacos. And I'm not sure that that analogy really applies here, but the thought did pop into my head when I was getting ready for this audio blog. So how's the audio quality when listening to music on the D712 and the D722? Simply put, they're just okay. After all, these aren't Bose or Sony. Can you hear music okay with them? Absolutely. But when listening to music, it would be a good call not to have high expectations. You'll be able to listen to music just fine, but if you're an audiophile and great audio is what you're looking for, you'll definitely want to pass on both of these headsets. For everyone else, you know, the casual listener, those without lofty audio expectations, then either of these headsets will give you a decent listening experience. So here are my final thoughts. Which of these two headsets comes out on top? Well, if I had to choose one over the other, I'd likely choose the D722U. And here's the reasons why I say that. First of all, the audio voice quality, to me, sounded better than the D712U. The D722U removed more of the background noise in our tests, and you get that inline speaker on the controller that I mentioned earlier. You can activate or deactivate the side tone feature. The ear cushions also fully cover your ear and are made with that memory foam with that cooling gel. So you have a little more of a quieter, more comfortable wearing experience. With that said, you might like you might be someone who doesn't like having their ears fully covered, and if that's the case, then the D712U would be the better choice. Or you might be someone who prefers a headset with a smaller footprint than the D722U, because the 722U is a little bit larger than the 712, which would again lead you to the 712. And your workspace might not be noisy, which minimizes the value of the better noise canceling feature on the 722. So whether you need a good noise reduction or prefer a smaller headset, both of these models will do a great job when you're on Zoom, Teams, RingCentral, or any of the other popular communication applications. And you won't have to take out a second mortgage to buy either one of these headsets either. So what's the price of these headsets, you might be wondering? Well, the Discover D712U is priced at $90.98. And the Discover D722U runs $99.99. Based on the overall quality, comfort, and sound, these prices are very reasonable. But you might be interested in getting a better price on one of these headsets. If so, here's a money-saving special offer. If you're like just about everyone on the planet, you always like and even appreciate getting a better deal. Well, if that sounds like you, then I have a deal for you. When you shop on our website, which is headsetadvisor.com, and when you check out, make sure to use coupon code BLOG. When you do, you'll get a nice discount on your order. So be sure to use coupon code BLOG, because I don't want you to miss out on the savings, and for sure, I don't want you to pay more than you need to. And finally, do you have questions or need some technical assistance? Maybe the D712 and the D722 aren't exactly what you're looking for. Maybe you have a question about a headset feature or need some help getting your headset set up. If you do, then reach out to us for some free help. And yes, you heard that right. The help is free, just like it's been since 1994 when I started the company. You won't need to give us a credit card number, and we won't be sending you one of those surprise bills in the mail. And no, we won't run you through a mind-altering phone tree just to be able to talk to someone. We're here to help, and we'll make it easy. So let us know if there's something we can do for you. Just go to headsetadvisor.com, and at the top of the page, you'll see a Contact Us tab. Click on that, and you'll see several ways that you can reach us that include phone, email, text, or you can even talk to a real human being on our chat line and not one of those chat bots that we all hate. So thanks for taking time to listen to this blog, and I hope you received some value. Do check back with us regularly, because we release new content daily. And in the meantime, I hope you're having a great day.
That wraps up today's show. We appreciate you tuning in and hope you received some value from today's episode. Make sure to tune in often, because we have a lot of new content coming out that you won't want to miss. You can also check us out on social media for more content, special offers, and promotions. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again real soon.